Under blue skies in a busted sun, race director Paul Kirsch fiddles with Tyvek number bibs and tests his timer device. At dawn, in the super cold, he pegged the course with fluorescent flags. The nearly 4 mile route will take racers around the Sandwich Fairgrounds, across Bean Road, up a steep hill, and then for a 2 mile stomp through the backyards of town residents.
You know, sometimes you'll get a reaction from people on, wait a minute, you're going to run on snowshoes, and people picture the old tennis rackets. Dion snowshoes, which is one of the reasons the series has become so successful and popular in New England, is Bob Dion and his wife Denise bring loaner snowshoes. So anybody who runs can come and try this out without having to pay, you know, do the outlay for a pair of snowshoes to race.
Before the race, Jonathan Miller and Matt Christian shiver in the 8-degree air and squint down at their borrowed learner Dion snowshoes. Matt tells Jonathan he expects to do 9-minute miles. Really? Jonathan isn't so sure.
I've done snowshoeing in the mountains, but not running on snowshoes, really.
Did you practice?
No.
I didn't practice
running.
At all. I've never run on snowshoes in my life.
Such is the wayward way of these small but potent events. As relaxed as they are intense, with absolute beginners running alongside elites. The oldest racer today is 83-year-old Richard Busa.
In 1999, I belonged to the Western Mass Athletic Club, and the fellow that puts on the races out there asked me, he said, why don't you try one? I said, I don't have any shoes or anything. He said, well, come on out, I'll give you a pair to try. You know? So I ran. I'd never been on snowshoes, so I ran around in the parking lot and then did the race, you know, and I got hooked.
Listen up, everybody. The course does the perimeter of the fairgrounds. You then cross the street. You're going to be finishing where that green truck is. And that's so I can sit inside it while I'm timing you. Runner set. Go.
The sound is a downpour, as though the 200 snowshoes could beat the snow back into rain. In runner jargon, Kevin Tilton owns the Side Hiller snowshoe race. He's run it and won it every year but one. But this is Kevin's first race of the season. He's feeling rusty. He knows that his friend Jim Johnson has won the first two events of the Granite State Snowshoe Series, first at Beaver Brook and then last week at Whitaker Woods. Around the first turn, the field thins quickly, with Jim out front and Kevin in solid second. But after the road crossing, on the steep hill, about a mile in, Jim begins to tire. As they cross the upper field, Jim senses Kevin coming on strong. Because these races are so difficult, the racers are gentle with each other, and Jim leaps politely off the single track to let Kevin pass him and take the lead. A good number of minutes behind them, as Richard Busa approaches the Bean Road crossing, race photographer Joe Viger provides some exciting news about the oldest competitor.
Usually we'll take like most of his clothes off and lay in the snow after the race. I've gotten pictures of that before. It's pretty interesting.
As the old disrober passes by, I see he's pinned his race number to his black wool hat, not his shirt, like everyone else. It's like a kind of foreshadowing about hats, about what will stay on and what won't.
Bill Richard!
Kevin Tilton keeps his lead through the turnaround and back into the fairgrounds. With a half mile to go, Jim Johnson decides the race is over.
And I actually said to him, I was, you know, 5 feet behind him, and I said, go ahead, Kevin, you got this.
In fact, Jim has said this before. Go ahead, Kevin. You got this.
One other time at Great Glen up in Mount Washington, I said it to him like 3 times in the race at the end. And every time I said it to him, he'd pull away, but then I'd catch him again. And then I kept feeling guilty about it. And then we tied that day.
But not today. Today, Jim staggers across the finish with Kevin close on his snowshoe heels. The two friends crumble down beside each other and gasp out congratulations.
I'm usually like so out of gas, I'm like, forget about it.
Yeah.
I'll take a second.
Afterwards, Paul Kirsch heads out over the fields and up the hill to collect the hundreds of little orange-topped flags, and Jim Johnson joins him. That's one of the privileges of winning a snowshoe race, the pleasure of sticking around and going over the course one last time, plucking out the flags that said where the race was, and helping to make it disappear. For Word of Mouth, I'm Sean Hurley.